This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
Forget the billions of dollars we throw around when we talk about government spending and government debt. Think of a much smaller number, much smaller. And you've got yourself microcredit. Microfinance, as it's sometimes called, was pioneered by Muhammad Yunus back in the 1970s in Bangladesh. His first loan was for $26. In the years since, microcredit has been celebrated as a way for families and entrepreneurs in developing countries, often women, by the way, to climb out of poverty. Professor Yunus won the Nobel Peace Prize in 2006 for his work, but he will be the first to tell you that the microcredit business could use some updates. Professor Yunus, it's good to have you with us.
I'm delighted to be here.
I wonder maybe if we should start with the last time you were with us in 2006, and it was just before you had won the Nobel Prize.
Wow.
And I got to wondering this morning as I got ready to speak with you, if you think that prize has changed the face of microfinance. It's been, what, 7 years now?
7 years now, yeah. Well, it has. It has. It has drawn a lot of attention. Today, we are building up the second generation of those families who are in microcredit so that their children do not remain illiterate. And we made sure that 100% of the children go to school, and they did. So this is transforming the whole family completely.
You know, it strikes me, you did this thing 35 years ago in Bangladesh mm-hmm. that was unheard of. It was extraordinary. And now here you are, and you've become the establishment.
Yes, because we have been doing it for long. But we continuously try to reinvent ourselves, add things to ourselves. So that makes me feel happy that, yes, what we can start in a small way in one country has a value and has an application and a concrete application in many other countries, rich countries and poor countries.
Have you heard of Kickstarter, that thing we have?
Yes, I heard about it. That's a good idea.
You like it? You like it?
I like it. Yes, I like it. They're trying to bring irrigation pumps and so on. Yeah, that's very good.
So it's okay that people have taken your idea and adapted it for their own person.
Yes, I would say initiative is good, but it can be misused. And when we talk about social business, somebody can use this, take this word and go in the wrong direction. But we always keep insisting a social business is a business to solve problems of the people, solve human problems. It's not about making money. If somebody's selling wristwatches, that's not a social business because you're not solving any problem.
This thing called microcredit or microfinance has become an amorphous enterprise, I suppose. And this is probably not a fair question since it's not a formal structure. But as you think about the future of microcredit, what tweaks do you have to make sure it survives another 30 or 35 years? What adjustments do you have to make?
First of all, it has to be poor-oriented, problem-solving-oriented financial institution. That's number one. Second, it needs a legal framework. Today, it doesn't have a legal home. Conventional banks have a legal home. You have a banking law. But nobody notices it's not only banking law. It is a banking law for creating banks for the rich. There is not a banking law to create bank for the poor. So we have to go around, find money to lend money to people. If we had a banking license, we don't have to worry about anybody. We just take deposits and lend money to people, as many people as we can get. So that's what the missing pieces that we have to make sure we fill it up.
Muhammad Yunus founded the Grameen Bank in Bangladesh. He won the Nobel Peace Prize in 2006 for his work in microfinance. Professor, thanks very much for your time, sir.
Thank you very much.